ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, Rohan, could you bring a copy for your mother? Thank you, Rohan. And Rohan, after you're the next chanter. Okay. Thank you. Let's chant the verse together. One, two, three. Dvavima purushau loke sharas chakshara evacha Shara Saravani Bhutani Kuthastok Shara Uchyate. One more. Dvavima Purushau Loke Shara Chak Shara Evacha Shara Saravani Bhutani Kuthastok Shara Uchyate. Now repeat after me. Dvau. Two. Imao. These. Purushau. Living entities, loke, in the world, kshara, fallible, cha, and akshara, infallible, eva, certainly, cha, and kshara, fallible, sarvani, all, bhutani, living entities. Kutasta, in oneness. Akshara, infallible. Uchyate, is said. Please repeat. There are two classes of beings. The fallible and the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible. And in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. Purport. As already explained, the Lord in his incarnation as Vyasadeva compiled the Vedanta Sutra. Here the Lord is giving, in summary, the contents of the Vedanta Sutra. He says that the living entities who are innumerable, can be divided into two classes, the fallible and the infallible. The living entities are eternally separated parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When they are in contact with the material world, they are called Jiva Bhuta, and the Sanskrit words given here Kshara Sarvani Bhutani mean that they are fallible. Those who are in oneness with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, are called infallible. Oneness does not mean that they have no individuality, but that there is no disunity. They are all agreeable to the purpose of the creation. Of course, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as creation. But since the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in the Vedanta Sutra, is the source of all emanation, that conception is explained. Now, I'd like to comment on this sentence. They are all agreeable to the purpose of the creation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes that as far as the material creation is concerned, there are two purposes. Those two purposes of the material creation, number one, you. The material creation is for you to rectify yourself, liberate yourself, and return home back to Godhead. So that's the real objective or purpose of this material world. That we should return, we should go back. And the other purpose of the material creation is for those who don't want to go back and who want to remain here to try to lord it over, try to enjoy, try to dominate, and ultimately try to imitate Krishna. So that's why there's this material world. It's got two purposes. You, obviously, have chosen that first purpose. You want to go back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, to whatever degree you can, you're executing Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Let's continue with the purport. According to the statement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, there are two classes of living entities. The Vedas give evidence of this, so there is no doubt about it. The living entities who are struggling in this world with the mind and five senses have their material bodies which are changing. There, Prabhupada is referencing verse number 7 of this chapter. That very concept was there in verse 7. Perhaps Rama can give us the Sanskrit. Yes, mamai bangso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshastan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. So that's what Prabhupada was referencing. As long as the living entity is conditioned, his body changes due to contact with matter. Matter is changing, so the living entity appears to be changing. But in the spiritual world, the body is not made of matter. Therefore, there is no change. In the material world, the living entity undergoes 6 changes: birth, growth, duration, reproduction, then dwindling, and vanishing. And you all know what stage you're on, according to those 6. These are the changes of the material body. But in the spiritual world, the body does not change. There is no old age. There is no birth. There is no death. There, all exists in oneness. Shara Sarvani Bhutani. Any living entity who has come in contact with matter, beginning from the first created being, Brahma, down to a small ant, is changing its body. Therefore, they are all fallible. In the spiritual world, however, they are always liberated in oneness. Let's do another verse. Please, let's chant together text number 17. Together. Uttama purushastvanya paramatme yudharita yo lokatrayam avishya vibhartyam yaya ishvara. One more time. Uttama purushastvanya paramatme yudharita yo lokatrayam avishya vibhartyam yaya ishvara. Please repeat. Uttama, the best. Purusha, personality. To, but. Anya, another. Paramatma, the Supreme Self. Iti, thus. Udarita, is said. Ya, who? Loka, of the universe. Triam, the 3 divisions. Avishya, entering. Bibharti, is maintaining. Avyaya, inexhaustible. Ishvara, the Lord. Please repeat. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. So we've learned from Prabhupada's teachings that Lord Brahma, His service is the creation or engineering of the universe. Lord Shiva's service is to cause the annihilation. But Lord Vishnu, the personal expansion of Krishna, He takes the role of maintaining. Let's go now to the purport. The idea of this verse is very nicely expressed in the Katha Upanishad and the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. It is clearly stated there that above the innumerable living entities, some of whom are conditioned and some of whom are liberated, there is the Supreme Personality who is Paramatma. The Upashandak verse runs as follows. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. I don't think I will ever forget that line, because that was one of the first lectures I heard Srila Prabhupada deliver. And I can still remember in Brooklyn Temple, Prabhupada's Vyasa-san was in the back of the temple. I was standing by the deities, but I was facing Prabhupada. And Prabhupada spoke that, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitanandam. Prabhupada said, there is one singular, eternal, conscious entity, and there are plural conscious living entities. But the difference is, the singular, eternal, conscious living entity is maintaining and fulfilling the desires of the many. I hope I never forget that. Now I'm seeing it. I don't want to ever forget that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The purport is that amongst all the living entities, both conditioned and liberated, there is one supreme living personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, who maintains them and gives them all the facility of enjoyment according to different work. That supreme personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. A wise man who can understand him is eligible to attain peace and not others. And we learned at the end of chapter 5, Bhoktarang Yajna Tapasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridang Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mang Shantam Richati. It was designated as the peace formula. That verse by Prabhupada, the peace formula. That if you know that Krishna is the enjoyer, that if you know that Krishna is the proprietor, and if you know that Krishna is the dearmost friend, then you can be peaceful. Let's do text number 18. Let's do it together. Yasmat sharam matitoham aksharad apichotama atosmi loke vedecha prathita purushottama. Again, yasmat sharam matitoham aksharad apichotama atosmi loke vedecha prathita purushottama. Please repeat. Yasmat, because sharam, to the fallible, atita, Transcendental. Just like there was a devotee I once knew, Gunatita. So, Atita, Gunatita means the same thing. Gunatita means transcendental to the modes, but if you're transcendental, that automatically means you're transcendental to the modes. Next word, aham. I am. Aksharat. Beyond the infallible. So that is very significant. Beyond the infallible. Next word, api. Also. Cha. And. Uttama. The best. Ata. Therefore. Asmi. I am. Loke. In the world. Vede. In the Vedic literature. Cha. And. Prathita. Celebrated. Purusha Uttama. As the Supreme Personality. Please repeat. Because I am transcendental. Beyond both the fallible and the infallible. And because I am the greatest. I am celebrated. Both in the world and in the Vedas. As that Supreme Person. So this verse is one of several verses where Krishna clearly says about himself, I am supreme. In chapter 7, Mattak parataram nanyat, no truth superior to me. Then in the first of the four chatushloki verses in chapter what of Bhagavad Gita? 10. Beginning with verse number 8. Hey, good. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Mattak sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. And here's another example. I am the greatest. If any human being talks like this, everybody says, oh, that guy's puffed up. You see the athletes, right? Or when they go on the red carpet and they win their Academy Award, they're very proud. But we don't really appreciate it. We say, oh, that person's very puffed up. But here Krishna is saying, I am the greatest, we go, jai. We love it. If Krishna says like this, those who are devotees of Krishna, they love it. Yes. We like this. Krishna, you are the greatest. All right, let's look at the purport. No one can surpass the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Neither the conditioned soul nor the liberated soul. He is therefore the greatest of personalities. Now it is clear here that the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are individuals. The difference is that the living entities, either in the conditioned state or in the liberated state, cannot surpass in quantity the inconceivable potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, before we go further, Prabhupada said here, it is clear that the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are individuals. We learned that in chapter 2. Natvaivahum jatu nasam, natvam neme janadipaha, nachaivana bhavishyama, sarve vayamataparam. Right in the beginning, it was the second thing that Krishna told Arjuna when he began his instructions. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Neither in the future shall any of us cease to be. Eternal, and it's Prabhupada explains it in the purport of that verse. Eternal individuality is a fact. And I've said many times in lectures, you better get used to the idea that you're an eternal individual, because you're not going anywhere. You are an eternal individual. So get to like yourself and get yourself back home, back to Godhead. Okay, Rama has said in this life, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. In other purports, so let's go back. Now it is clear here that the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are individuals. The difference is that the living entities, either in the conditioned state or in the liberated state, cannot surpass in quantity the inconceivable potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is incorrect to think of the Supreme Lord and the living entity as being on the same level or equal in all respects. Why? Because that's Mayavad philosophy. And if you entertain such thoughts, your spiritual life is doomed, according to Lord Chaitanya. If you think that you're on the same level or equal in all respects, you're crazy. So don't be crazy. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Trinadapi suniche na tarori basa ishnuna. Keep yourself meek and humble. Wear it around the neck for constant remembrance. Yes. There is always the question of superiority and inferiority between their personalities. The word uttama is very significant. No one can surpass the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word loke signifies, quote, in the Parusha Agama, the Smriti scriptures, as confirmed in the Nirukti dictionary, lokite vedarthonena, the purpose of the Vedas is explained by the Smriti scriptures. And this Bhagavad Gita, by the way, is Smriti. People ask why. I don't know why, but that's what it is. Bhagavad Gita is Smriti. The Supreme Lord, in his localized aspect of Paramatma, is also described in the Vedas themselves. The following verse appears in the Vedas, namely Chandogya Upanishad. Tavadesha samprasado smach charirat samutaya parang jyoti rupang sampadya svena rupena binispadyate sa uttama purusha. Oh, yes. Listen carefully. The super soul coming out of the body enters the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Then in his form, he remains in his spiritual identity. That supreme is called the Supreme Personality. So, I remember reading this 40 years ago. So, notice the super soul coming out of the body. What's the reference? The reference is that when you go back home, back to Godhead, this is what happens to your particular super soul. Coming out of the body, enters the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, because there's no need of super soul when you're in the spiritual world with either Krishna or Narayan. You needed the super soul only because you left the spiritual world and you entered the material world. That's why you need a super soul. You don't need super soul. What didn't we read in the previous verse? Oneness. You're one with Krishna in the sense of purpose. So I remember reading this. So yes, the super soul coming out of the body enters the impersonal Brahma-jyoti. He's not needed in the spiritual world. Why? You don't have a material body. You are your body in the spiritual world. You have a spiritual body. Now you can finally say, I am this body. You can't say that now. And the other reference is in the fourth canto, in the story of Puranjana. So there is this section in the story of Puranjana where a brahmana comes and speaks and says, don't you remember me? And the whole explanation and the purport is about how when the living entity leaves the spiritual world, Krishna immediately accompanies the living entity as super soul. In other words, even though it is paradise lost, even though we want to imitate Krishna, Krishna does not abandon us. Even though we are leaving the kingdom of God and entering the material world, Krishna still accompanies us as Paramatma Supersoul. Let us continue. This means that the Supreme Personality is exhibiting and diffusing his spiritual effulgence, which is the ultimate illumination. That Supreme Personality also has a localized aspect as Paramatma. By incarnating himself as the son of Satyavati and Parashara, he explains the Vedic knowledge as Vyasadeva. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.